What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters. Matters.
I believe students go to college because they are trying to boost their resume to get the job that they want. And so they're adding new skills, communication skills, critical thinking skills, problem solving skills. These are three main skills that are so important for any career that you gain in research. And then the personal benefits are the sense of accomplishments and independence that you get from doing research.
That is Dr. Tim Raines, Senior Associate Director, Undergraduate Research Programs at Emory University. Hello, I'm your host, Venkatraman. Undergraduate research is a strategic priority at Emory. Freshmen learn about UG research when they set foot on campus in an introductory course called the Emory Edge. Currently, 70% of the UG students at Emory engage in some form of research. Dr. Raines joins us on our podcast to talk about UG research at Emory, the importance of research, CERD's role, resources they offer students and faculty, the success stories, and finally advice to high schoolers about research. Now, before we jump into the podcast, here are the high fives, five highlights from the podcast.
Undergraduate research is so important to me because it opened my mind to a new career path. So I entered college majoring in biology, and as most students coming in the sciences, they think in order to become a doctor, you must go the medicine route, become a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I knew about. I was unaware that there is a research doctorate, PhD available to me. In all of that, I am looking for ways to touch populations of students that typically won't come to my office to talk about undergraduate research. And I try to partner with anyone and everyone to get research out there and in the minds of students. Also, what's so wonderful about being a part of this CERD community and having this institutional membership is that we are able to fund any faculty, staff, and student who would like to also be a part of CERD and learn about more about the CERD community. Roe is first generation. She is from Boston. She is working with Dr. John Lindo, who's an assistant professor in the Department of Anthropology. Roe has been highlighted in Emory News for the work she's doing in ancient DNA lab, mapping little explored human lineages. Roe has helped to analyze DNA that she extracted from ancient bones unearthed in Uruguay. My advice has always been for all students, whether from high school to college, is to try research. Just try it. It opens so many doors. You gain so many skills.
These were the high fives brought to you by
College Matters.
Alma Matters.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Now, I'm sure you want to hear the entire podcast with Dr. Raines. So without further ado, here's the podcast with Dr. Tim Raines.
So Tim, let me welcome you to the podcast, College Matters, Alma Matters. Thank you. Thank you so much for making the time. So today we wanted to talk about undergraduate research and as it pertains to Emory. So before we kick it off, maybe we can start with your background. Tell us how you got to where you are right now.
Yeah, so I am a first generation college student. I am the youngest of nine, so the first in my family to earn a bachelor's, master's, and a PhD.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I earned my bachelor's and master's from the illustrious North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University in Greensboro, North Carolina. And then I went on to earn a master's of biological and physical sciences and then my PhD in microbiology at the University of Virginia. Much of my research focused on cancer research, with my dissertation and thesis focusing on ovarian cancer.
Wow. So I guess that explains the research part.
So, yes.
So how long have you been at Emory?
I have been at Emory since September of 2019. And prior to Emory, I worked as the assistant director of undergraduate research at the University of Virginia in their Office of Undergraduate Research.
So maybe we should start with, why do you think undergraduate research is so important and so important to you?
So undergraduate research is so important to me because it opened my mind to a new career path. So I entered college majoring in biology, and as most students coming in the sciences, they think in order to become a doctor, you must go the medicine route, become a medical doctor. That's the only thing I knew about. I was unaware that there is a research doctorate, PhD available to me. So I soon learned after completing two summer research internships, as well as working with faculty during the academic year, that I love the process of research and the freedom it provided me. It allowed me to have the options to pick my schedule, design my questions in ways that excited me and also impacted my life. Undergraduate research showed me that earning a PhD was another option to be called a doctor. And honestly, I say it was the best decision I made for my life. My PhD has allowed me to move into a career and a space that allows me to work with students, to inspire students each day. And I love what I do. I absolutely love it.
Maybe the next question there is, why do you think it's important for students? I know it has shaped your career. Do you think it can do the same for all students?
I do, and in a couple different ways. So I see the importance for students broken down into sort of three categories: academic, professional, and personal benefits. So academically, it definitely helps students to improve their learning. It helps them to even think about their curiosity. So they're taking these classes, they're putting that, they're in research, they can put these classes into action. And then one of the biggest things I think is important for students academically is the relationship they develop with faculty. So I believe networking is key to everything you do in this world. And so having a faculty member that you can connect with, that could be your reference, that can write a letter of recommendation for you. They can even be your sponsor that will speak your name in spaces that you're not yet seated in. So I always tell my students, say you're applying to go to Yale for graduate school, and you have this faculty member who has connections at Yale. They can they can reach out to their colleagues and say, "Hey, I want Sarah to come here. She's a wonderful student. You should really accept her." And then by them speaking your name, you could get that opportunity. I also think it's important professionally. One of the major things I think is important for professionally is that it's a resume booster. So I believe students go to college because they are trying to boost their resume to get the job that they want. And so they're adding new skills: communication skills, critical thinking skills, problem solving skills. These are three main skills that are so important for any career that you gain in research. And then the personal benefits are the sense of accomplishments and independence that you get from doing research, develop your critical thinking, problem-solving skills, and then overall being creative. Research is about being creative and designing your questions the way that you want them to be.
So let's talk a little bit about your role as the Senior Associate Director of Undergraduate Research at Emory. What does it entail? What do you get to do?
So when coming into this opportunity, which I was super excited about, what I learned was that undergraduate research is a strategic priority of Emory. And so I've been charged with increasing faculty and student engagement in this high impact practice. So we know from data that about 70% of students engage in some type of research. They say undergraduate research, and they do this by their senior survey. I would like to that number to 85%. My personal goal is to increase that by 90%. And so in my day-to-day work and what I do, I direct the strategic planning, development, and implementation of undergraduate research here. And I do that by expanding the support infrastructure. I increase department and program participation, and I establish specialized programs that target students with specific academic and research interests. And so in all of that, I am looking for ways to touch populations of students that typically won't come to my office to talk about undergraduate research. And I try to partner with anyone and everyone to get research out there and in the minds of students.
So what do you think are the barriers for these students who, the 30% or so that do not explore research? What do you think the challenges are for them?
Yeah, so some of the barriers have been for students financial barriers. Okay. So say a student may be low income and they have to work. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes with undergraduate research at many institutions, it starts off as a volunteership. And so some students aren't afforded the opportunity to be able to do research on a volunteer basis. They need the money to support themselves, support their families. Sure. Also the timeline of working. So I think many institutions are looking at being more equitable when they present undergraduate research to students as far as being flexible in the timing of when students can do this. But mm-hmm. in some instances, it's sort of been very restrictive that you have to do research in this timeline or this time frame of the day. Well, mm-hmm. well, some students are unable to do that because they want to have classes, or if they want to do in the evenings, they may have caregiving responsibilities. So they may be taking care of a sick parent, or they may have children. Those could be barriers. Another barrier that I'm aware of, at least here, is students are unaware my office exists.
Okay. That's my question. Yeah.
Yes. That's a big barrier, that they're unaware that we are here to help them, and that they find out about research in very peculiar way sometimes. So I work with my staff to develop advertisement and so our social media platforms to get research out there to students and say, hey, come talk to us. Mm-hmm. We provide these opportunities for you that will help you to get started in research.
How does a student, an undergrad, a freshman, learn about undergraduate research? Now, you just mentioned that you do ads. Is there anything in the orientation or anything else that they'd get to know about?
So our first year students take a sort of intro to Emory course called Edge. Mm-hmm. And so in this Edge course, there is a week in there where we talk about experiential learning opportunities. And in mm-hmm. that, we talk about undergraduate research. And so the students learn all about what my office offers, that can offer to them. Mm-hmm. And they learn about it that way. Additionally, my office holds weekly workshops talking about ways in getting started in undergraduate research. So that's usually the first couple workshops we do throughout the semester, is how to get started in research. And we talk about the benefits. We talk about the how to send the emails to faculty and how to interview and how to prepare for that process, and then what it looks like once you're in that process. So those are the ways that we do it currently.
Now, how does CUR help you guys or help you with all the stuff you do there?
Yeah, so Emory is an institutional member of CUR. And as an institutional member, membership is designed to assist secondary and post-secondary institutions with developing, supporting, and sustaining their undergraduate research efforts. Mm-hmm. So by being an institutional member, my office, myself, my program coordinator, and then the Dean of Sciences here, we're all members of CUR. And mm-hmm. that allows us to engage with the community, that allows us to attend the certain events at discounted rates, like our one upcoming event, the inaugural annual conference, the Connect UR. Also, what's so wonderful about being a part of this CUR community and having this institutional membership is that we are able to fund any faculty, staff, and student who would like to also be a part of CUR and learn more about the CUR community. The CUR community is a wealth of knowledge in all things undergraduate research. There are so many things you can learn and so many questions you can ask different colleagues across the nation about undergraduate mm-hmm. research.
Now, you mentioned this inaugural annual conference. Now, and you're playing a leadership role in that. Tell us about that.
Yes.
What do you get to do?
So I am one of the co-chairs, and the other co-chair is Dr. Winnie Dong from Cal Poly Pomona. And mm-hmm. we are charged with ensuring that the annual conference supports professional development, learning, and networking objectives that aligns with CUR's strategic plan and values. And so mm-hmm. this is an exciting time because this is the new inaugural annual conference that CUR is wanting to develop. And so the primary goal for this Connect UR is to provide a forum where attendees can draw on knowledge exchange, group discussions and community building to explore new possibilities in the field of undergraduate research. And so I would like to put out there the dates.
Sure.
And so we plan to do the conference will be held virtually June 23rd through the 24th. And then we will hold an in-person part of the conference in Washington, D.C., June 27th through the 29th.
Now, who all can attend this, or who all can participate in this?
All are welcome to attend that have any interest in undergraduate research. So faculty, staff, students are welcome, graduate students, postdocs, all are welcome to attend. We are currently reviewing all of the submitted abstracts, and many of the abstracts selected the target audience for their presentation, and it ranges. It covers everyone, so all are welcome to attend.
That's awesome. So it's an inaugural conference. So I guess you get to innovate and pioneer something here. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's the exciting part about it, is that it's a new idea, and we're taking what has been done in the past. So Kerr has historically done a conference every other year. That sort of was very similar to this platform. And then in the off years, the division that I'm a part of under Kerr, the undergraduate research program divisions, we would hold a conference there. And so we're taking these two ideas and trying to bring them together for this annual conference. So everyone is engaging in the conversations at the end of every year.
Mm. Very good. Yeah. I mean, considering Kerr has a huge membership body, I mean, I would imagine.
Yes.
Annual is a great idea.
Yes.
So coming back to Emory then, what kind of, resources and infrastructure does your office provide students? And so, a freshman is interested, then what?
Yes. So we offer two programs, and then we have two granting opportunities that we can provide to our students. So our first programs is our Scholarly and Inquiry and Research Experience program, SIRE program. This is for rising second and third year students who are new to research. What's wonderful about this program is that we develop this interdisciplinary community of scholars. So we mix the students up according to their interests and disciplines of research, so that all students can learn about every area of research and every discipline of research. Is that we do this primarily because we know students come in sort of with this one-track mind. I want to be, Emory students are many of them want to be medical doctors, so I need to do wet lab research, right? And by mixing them up, they get to see what research looks like in art history. They get to see what research looks like in sociology and anthropology. Mm-hmm. And we've had instances in the past where students come in saying, like, I want to do wet lab, and recognize, I actually prefer art history, and I would rather do some humanities research. And we talk to students about that here. So being that Emory is a liberal arts institution, I tell the students to explore all their options while they're here for this 4 years. This is the time to do it. Don't just settle on one opportunity. Explore every research opportunity that we have available and see what you like. See if you love it. So that's one of our programs. The other program is our Summer Undergraduate Research Experience program, SHORE. And this program is open to Emory students as well as external students, so non-Emory students. And so students come in for 10 weeks to do research with us. And so students take responsible conduct of research training with us. They learn professional development skills. We talk about how to communicate your research to the larger community, how to apply to graduate school. If you're interested in MD, PhD, we bring in our MD, PhD colleagues to talk about that process and what that looks like. And so that's the SHORE program. And in the SHORE program, we offer students stipend support. They get housing with us. And then we also provide them with fun activities to do over the summer. So not just academic enrichment, but personally enrichment activities.
So this is a competitive program, right? So people have to apply.
Yes, for sure. Definitely students have to apply. And our application process just ended this year, January 17th. And so we're in the process of reviewing applicants right now.
Cool.
And
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and then we have our two granting opportunities. We have our independent research granting opportunity where Emory students that have their own independent project that they would like to do, they can apply for funding with us through that. The only requirement is that they must develop their project and write a proposal, and they need a Emory faculty mentor to support them in that project. So they're able to do that. We have three granting cycles. Students can apply for the fall cycle, a spring cycle, and a summer cycle. And then lastly, we provide students conference travel grant funding. So we support students in going to conferences to present their research. And so we along with many of the departments and programs here, we are funding supplements what they provide to help to fully support the student while they're out traveling and presenting.
Now, is there so you mentioned the SURE, which is selective, but and then these are individual programs, which are just great. Now, is there a place for people to come and try out if undergraduate research is for them? How do you help somebody who's getting started?
Yeah, so we do that sort of in that conversation in our workshops and tell them to explore their options that way. We also have research ambassadors. So these are senior level or upperclassmen students who have done research at least for a summer or a year at Emory that meet with students to talk to them about what research looks like and how to get started and get involved. And I oftentimes speak with students early on, especially first year students. I tell them to explore the options that are available to them and then see if they can shadow. So go in and spend the semester with a faculty member and just go in and shadow and see what research looks like. Don't initially commit yourself to research right away, but just explore the options, see what's available to you. And then as you're moving towards your second semester of your first year, then try to see if you can nail down a research opportunity.
That's a great idea. Yeah. How many disciplines participate? What's sort of the breadth of participants?
Yes. So we serve all the disciplines. I will say majority of our students are interested in STEM. So natural sciences and biomedical sciences. So a majority of our students will go that direction. But we see students in the humanities and social sciences, as well as arts and creative expression. So we help, we cover everything. We partner with our Guazetta Business School, and they had a program at one point where they were helping students do research in business and learning about research in that area. I've talked with our film and media studies department to get students to engage in research with them. So we cover it all.
Maybe it's time to share some success stories. And what would you sort of highlight?
Yeah. So I would like to highlight some students, but as also one of the new programs that I just put out. In the new program, I actually have a first year research experience program, FIRE. This is a new program that I started spring of 2021. It was me recognizing that I think first year students need a place and a space to meet with someone to discuss academic research and help them navigate that process. Sure. So I target second semester first year students, and I help them to get into research quickly. And I pull from two populations of students. Either students who have completed AP Capstone credit from high school. Mm-hmm. And so this is a 2-year research experience that students can earn this AP credit from. And so they're able to apply for my program that way. And the other population is a pre-orientation program called STEM Pathways. And so STEM Pathways is a program that supports natural sciences and mathematical students who are first generation in their family to attend college or in groups that are historically underrepresented in STEM fields. And so I have these two populations of first year students that I work with, and I work with them for 3 semesters. So they start in their second semester first year, and they stay with me all the way through their second semester in their second year. And what's so great about this program, as well as the SIRE program that I did not mention, is that we're able to compensate students in 2 ways. So students are able to earn research credit through my office by taking this course with us. And so they can get between 1 to 4 credit hours, depending upon the number of hours they work in a week. And we cap students at about 15 hours per week. Now, if our students are federal work study eligible, we're able to hire them through our office and pay them for to do their research. And so I believe that students should be offered some compensation in some way and not just do free opportunities, because free opportunities typically are more privileged students can do the free opportunities than those students who don't have the privilege to do it, so the background to do it. And so I want to ensure that all students have some form of compensation. So we do that through this program. And then also in my FIRE program, what's so great, what's so wonderful about it is that the students have an option to stay over the summer with me after their first year to do our SHORE program. And so they are able to do 40 hours of research a week. They participate in all things that we do in SHORE and the stipend support, free housing, as well as participate in our enrichment activities.
This sounds wonderful. It sounds great.
I am so excited about this because I had my first cohort that started spring 2021. They're in their second semester now and they're doing wonderful. I have about 21 students in that cohort. My new cohort started this semester and I have about 19 students. And so I'm super excited to see where they go.
Very good. So what about some students that you feel have changed a bit or a lot due to this?
Yes. So I wanted to highlight two young ladies who founded a new student organization that I am their faculty advisor for. It's called Black and Latinx in STEM, BLISS at Emory. So BLISS provides a community and peer mentoring for students that are interested in STEM graduate school and research careers. So the first young lady, Christina Chant, she's the president. She's a senior from New Jersey, and she participated in my SIRE program last year. What I find that's so special about Christina is that she is brilliant and will succeed at everything that she puts her mind to. She just does not recognize it. And what is so, what some great news that happened for her recently that shocked her was that she received an offer to attend UCLA's PhD program in computer science. And she was, it was super excited news. She did not believe she was qualified for any PhD program that she would get in. She has like a 3.8 GPA. And I was like, you will get in. You will do wonderful. I promise you. She is currently working on her honors thesis with Dr. Dorian Arnold. He's an associate professor in the Department of Math and Computer Science. Her thesis is focusing on creating more robust commercial grade speech recognition tools to better support African-American vernacular English. And then the second student I would like to highlight is Rosarius De La Rosa. She's the vice president of BLISS. We call her Ro. Ro is first generation. She is from Boston. She is working with Dr. John Lindo, who's an assistant professor in the Department of Anthropology. Ro has been highlighted in Emory News for the work she's doing in Ancient DNA Lab, mapping little explored human lineages. Ro has helped to analyze DNA that she extracted from ancient bones unearthed in Uruguay. And so what's so wonderful is that a lot of the work that she started doing that was highlighted in this news article was due from my SHORE program. So she participated in my SHORE program in the summer of 2020. So right at the height of the pandemic, we had to transition our SHORE program to all remote. And so she was able to transition her project to remote, and she worked from home in Boston. From Massachusetts. Wow. And she was writing computer codes needed for the analysis of DNA she extracted and prepared earlier in that spring semester right at home. And what I will say is that what I love so much about Ro is that she is authentically herself all the time. And she has such a strong, inquisitive, and questioning nature that I know without a shadow of a doubt that she will be successful in earning her PhD. And so she is currently interviewing for many different doctoral programs in anthropology right now. We're waiting to hear back from her first offer.
Awesome. Now, these are great stories. These are great examples as well. Where do you see this going? I know you set out a goal of, 85% to 90% of the students engaging. What else? What is there more that you could do by way of infrastructure, resources to attract people, different types of research? What's ahead?
Yes. So what is ahead for us is that we are really, we're working hard with the different departments and programs here to get a faculty member or staff member to be their representative director of undergraduate research. So we put out, we started this last year and asking each department chair or program director to ask someone to be this person. And so they can partner with us to help students do research in that discipline. So I'm a small office. I'm an office of three. And Emory has over 6,000 undergraduate students that I want to serve. And so in order to do that, I believe in being strategic and having partners to help with that. And so I envision my office to be the centralized hub of knowledge that I can send students out to whichever director of undergraduate research to for them to meet with, to learn area, or to help them connect with faculty in that area. And so that's one big initiative that's going on right now to build the infrastructure with more staffing and faculty support that way. The other side of it is right now, students, in order for students to find a faculty mentor, they send out emails. These are, and oftentimes students are, they find the emails to be very, very difficult to do. So we are working to bring in a platform called Forager One. And so this platform connects students with faculty on research projects. And I like to describe it as Tinder, a research Tinder. So we're working with Forager One to help students get matched with faculty and faculty to match with students. And so that is coming up for us. We are hoping that we can start this implementation this spring semester, and then we can get this platform up and running late summer, early fall semester 2021. And I think that would help students to be able to connect with faculty easier and not having to send out 10 to 15 emails and possibly being rejected 10 to 15 times. Faculty can elect to have their profile to be displayed saying they're ready to look for students, or they can toggle that off and not be shown to students. So students are aware of where to go, and it's an easy process.
You said that some faculty either have the time or are willing to do it or not willing to do it. What fraction of the faculty at this point is engaged in working through your office on undergraduate research as mentors and as guides?
Yes. So the best data I can give on that is based upon the students that come through my office. On average, we annually have about 300 or more students who come through my office in the various programs or granting opportunities. And so in that, we see a good number of faculty working with these students and doing that. So I will take the SIRE program, for example. This year, we were able to increase our numbers twofold. So typically we bring in about 50 to 60 students. This year we have about 100 students that are SIRE. And out of that 100, about 10 students could not find a faculty mentor. Right now, and we're working with them. So 90 of them were able to find faculty mentors, and we have faculty who are working with students on group projects. So some of the SIRE students are working as a team effort. We see a lot of faculty wanting to engage in undergraduate research. One of the barriers to that is that some faculty don't know we exist also. It's getting the information out to departments and letting them know we're here to support and help you in any way that we can. And so I go out and go to departmental meetings, faculty meetings to share what we can offer faculty. And my office makes it very, very easy. We administratively support the students in any way. We just ask faculty to just mentor. So any administrative side, we will take care of.
Sure. Now, do you have some sort of an annual symposium or some kind of?
We do.
Yes,
we do. So we do. We have our spring symposium, which happens during Undergraduate Research Week. And I know for us this year, it's going to happen on April 21st. And so we help hold a symposium, but also during that week, we have other departments and programs that also hold symposiums. So I know our biology department does a symposium, our psychology department, history department, they do one. And so my office helps to coordinate those dates. And so that there are different symposiums occurring on those days. And we put out an advertisement to the Emory community to let them know, come and attend and support these students. And so I know for our symposium, we on average have about 150 to 200 students who present.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So no, the reason I was asking is that that would be probably your best forum for advertising and...
Yes.
Before we wind down here, Tim, I wanted you to share some advice for students in high school that, you know, you think ought to develop some skills for research or doing research. So what would that be? What kind of advice would you give?
Yeah, my advice has always been for all students, whether from high school to college, is to try research. Just try it. It opens so many doors. You gain so many skills. And as I mentioned earlier, the three main skills that jobs look for, employers look for, are communication skills, problem-solving skills, and critical thinking skills. You gain all that in research, and you can. Those are all transferable to any job you want to do. So I just say try it. And if you learn that you love conducting research, that's great. Please keep going. If you learn that you hate it, I also think that's great, because you just learned that's not the direction for you. That's not your chosen career path. And so you now are free to explore other options. But you have gained so many great skills by at least trying it for a semester or a year. And you've also connected with a faculty mentor that could be a recommender or a reference for you for your next steps. So you still gain so much. So I always say just try it.
I think that's a great advice. Most of the time we don't try, and that's part of the problem.
Yes.
So Tim, this has been really, really illuminating, fantastic, great discussion. And I thank you for all the efforts that you're putting into the Emory Undergraduate Research Program and for all the students that you're helping. So I'm sure we'll talk more, but for right now, take care, be safe. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi again. Hope you enjoyed our podcast with Dr. Tim Raines of Emory University about their undergraduate research programs. Specifically, Dr. Raines talked about UG research infrastructure, resources, grants available to their students and faculty, Kerr's role, engaging with students in their freshman year, the program and student success stories, and finally, advice to high school students. I hope you take a hard look at research during your undergraduate years and also explore Emory University. For your questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@albamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to our podcast today. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on albamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/Alma Matters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College Matters.
Alma Matters.